Welcome to the deep dive. So you shared some really interesting materials with us, all focused on, well, probably the hottest financial topic right now, the housing market.
Definitely. It's what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, and instead of getting lost in, endless charts, we're going straight to the heart of it today.
Cutting through the noise.
Exactly. You sent over this key excerpt. It's titled Rising Mortgage Rates and Homebuyer Decisions 2025. And it really boils down to one core idea, almost like a strategy guide for next year.
It really does. That title, or rather the main point it makes, is basically the whole story in a nutshell. It says, "Rising mortgage rates reshape home buyer decisions in 2025."
Okay.
And that's not just commentary. It's a direct prediction, isn't it? A cause the rates and this really significant effect reshaping decisions.
Right.
So our mission really is to unpack what that phrase means for you. What's hiding inside those words? What shifts are they actually predicting?
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's treat that line like a super condensed research paper, starting with the first part. Rising mortgage rates.
Yeah.
That word choice, rising, feels important. Sort of throws stability out the window immediately, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's not high rates, which might suggest, a peak you could maybe wait out.
Right, like a plateau.
Exactly. But rising, that's active, it's ongoing. What does that signal about the pressure we might see in 2025? Why is that so much maybe tougher than just a high static rate? Well, what's fascinating here is that rising suggests this recognized expectation that things are going to keep climbing. It's probably linked to what people think about inflation, maybe what the Federal Reserve might do.
Oh,
As we
yeah.
just said, high rates, like you said, a smart buyer might think, okay, maybe this is the top, maybe things will ease up soon, and they might just pause their search.
Makes sense.
But rising, that demands a whole different reaction. It almost says waiting costs you, not just in rent, but because borrowing itself will likely get more expensive later. It turns buying a home into this kind of time-sensitive, urgent thing.
And you can actually put numbers on that pressure, can't you? It's not just a feeling. There's a real mathematical impact with every rate hike.
Absolutely. There's a general rule of thumb in mortgages, and it's pretty stark here. For every 1% increase in the interest rate, a buyer's purchasing power drops by, well, roughly 11 to 15%.
Wow, that much.
Yeah, assuming they want to keep their monthly payment the same. So if this source is predicting continuously rising rates in 2025, it means affordability is just constantly getting squeezed for the average buyer. Qualifying for a loan gets harder almost month by month. The market isn't just pricey, it's becoming, less accessible really fast.
So the budget you thought you had isn't stable. It's actually shrinking as the cost of borrowing goes up.
Yeah.
You're planning against a worsening backdrop.
Correct. And that's why mentioning 2025 specifically is so important. The source is basically saying, look, this isn't just a blip. This is the climate for the whole year.
Right.
Buyers have to get used to this new reality where their debt-to-income ratio, their DTI is constantly under pressure, and that forces more radical thinking than just, say, shaving a bit off the asking price.
This is starting to sound less like just a tough market and more like, well, like market forces demanding pretty extreme changes in behavior,
Exactly.
which leads us right to the second part of the phrase, that these rates will reshape homebuyer decisions.
Yes, reshape.
Why that word?
Yeah.
Why not just impact or affect? If rates impact my decision, maybe I just choose cheaper kitchen counters.
Right, a minor tweak.
But if they reshape it, that sounds much more fundamental,
Yeah.
structural even.
Reshape is, I think, the source basically arguing that the old way of thinking about buying a home, save up 20%, get a standard 30-year fixed mortgage. But in the suburbs, that model just isn't working anymore for a lot of people. When something impacts you, you adjust things slightly. Like you said, the countertops. When your decisions get reshaped, you're forced to change the core thing you're buying or how you're buying it. Fundamentally different.
Okay, can we get concrete here? What does that structural reshaping actually look like for someone trying to buy in 2025? If the old path is blocked, where are they pivoting?
Well, it seems to be happening mainly across three big areas. How people finance the purchase, where they're willing to live, and even the structure of ownership itself.
Interesting. Let's start with financing.
Okay, so reshape there means moving away from that rock solid 30-year fixed rate mortgage that everyone used to aim for.
Because it's just too expensive.
Too expensive, or maybe harder to qualify for with the higher rate. So buyers might be nudged or even forced into options that seem cheaper upfront but carry more risk. Things like adjustable rate mortgages, ARMs.
Ah, right. Lower payments to start, but they could go up later.
Exactly. The lower initial rate helps them get approved, but they're essentially betting that rates will stabilize or even fall down the road. That's a huge shift in risk appetite, a totally different strategy.
That is a massive shift. You're basically trading payment certainty for just getting your foot in the door. The whole idea of a good loan gets reshaped from stable and predictable to maybe the only one I could actually get.
Precisely. And another way things are reshaping is the rise of multi-generational buying.
Okay.
In a high-rate world, maybe two incomes aren't enough anymore to meet those DTI ratios. You might need three or even four incomes involved.
So siblings buying together or parents helping children.
Exactly. Or even more complex things like agreements where equity is shared differently. It changes the whole long-term picture of who owns what and how. Again, that's not a minor impact. That's a structural change in ownership.
Wow. Okay. And what about the house itself, the physical property?
Yeah.
If buying power keeps shrinking because rates keep rising, how does that reshape what buyers are willing to accept?
It leads to a pretty dramatic scaling back of expectations. Reshaping here means buyers are looking at properties that need a lot of work, serious sweat equity.
Fixer-uppers.
Major fixer-uppers.
Right.
Or places that maybe weren't seen as desirable before. Or completely shifting gears, maybe aiming for a condo or a townhouse when the dream was always a detached single-family home because that's all the budget allows now.
And location too, I assume.
Absolutely. It reshapes location drastically. The high cost of borrowing pushes buyers further and further away from city centers, from jobs.
Longer commutes?
Much longer commutes, often. Because finding those lower purchase prices way out there is the only way they can offset the higher mortgage costs. The market is forcing a trade-off. Time and convenience sacrificed for financial possibility.
This paints a picture where the decision isn't really about preference anymore. You know, that old idea of waiting for the perfect house seems less relevant. The source seems to argue financial pressure just overrides choice.
I think that's exactly it. It signals a point where economic necessity just trumps personal preference, even quality of life factors. The choice of the word reshape feels justified because the financial squeeze from rising rates is so intense, it demands these kinds of non-traditional solutions.
Right.
If the source had just said impact, we'd think, like you said, cheaper counters, maybe less spending on furniture. But reshape suggests people are potentially altering their entire life plan.
Changing where they work, maybe family structures, the financial tools they use.
All just to get that basic goal of owning a home.
So let's connect the two parts then. This is where it gets really potent. The source is explicitly linking the driver, this sustained pressure of rising mortgage rates in 2025, directly to the outcome, this fundamental reshaping of how buyers act.
Yes, the cause and effect is laid out very clearly.
So the main takeaway is this really strong asserted link. How does the market itself react when it understands this is the main dynamic, not just, say, lack of inventory or high demand?
Well, the market tends to polarize. Sellers who genuinely need to sell might have to become more flexible, more willing to accept offers from buyers using these reshaped approaches, the ARMs, maybe owner financing, things like that.
Interesting. So negotiation leverage shifts.
It suggests it could, yes. It suggests the cost of borrowing becomes the dominant factor, maybe even more important than local inventory levels in some cases. That rising rate trend becomes the thing everyone watches.
It makes the whole waiting game seem kind of pointless then, doesn't it?
If you believe the forecast is genuinely rising, then yes, you can't really wait for rates to drop if the expectation is they'll keep going up. Therefore, you have to adapt your strategy now. You have to reshape your decisions.
So looking at the big picture, the source is basically saying the biggest force shaping the housing market in 2025 isn't the number of houses available, it's the cost of money.
Yeah.
Finance is the bottleneck.
Exactly. And for you, the listener, the key piece of knowledge here is this powerful claim of a paradigm shift driven entirely by finance. The source promises adaptation, but it's structural, it's necessary. You're likely operating in a world where this constant upward push on borrowing costs means you have to think beyond small tweaks and consider genuinely different ways to buy a home.
Okay, so let's quickly recap that essential knowledge. The source frames 2025 as a year where this clear trend of rising rates is fundamentally changing, reshaping the approach to buying a home.
Right.
And this reshaping shows up as real structural changes. different financing like ARMs, different ownership models like multi-generational buying, and big compromises on the property itself, location, condition, type.
And this raises a really important question, something for you to think about as you look at more data or plan your own strategy.
Mm-hmm.
We've established that the source says affordability, location, and timing are all being reshaped. The critical question now is, which of those is the most vulnerable? Where's the breaking point? If decisions keep getting reshaped by rising rates, does the market primarily crack on affordability, pushing buyers' debt loads to unsustainable levels?
Oh, yeah.
Or does it break on location, leading to huge commutes and maybe unintended urban sprawl? Or do buyers just give up on timing altogether and leave the market, waiting for a completely different cycle?
Hmm.
Figuring out where that main stress point lies is probably key to understanding the full impact of what this source is suggesting.
That is a fascinating next step for analysis. If the market truly is reshaping, knowing where the biggest pressure point is,
yeah,
that's vital for planning.
Well, thank you for sharing these really potent sources with us. We hope this deep dive gives you some valuable insight for your next steps.
Absolutely.
Happy deep diving.